I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 19th. Three men are charged with armed home invasion in Quincy. Police say those suspects forced their way into an apartment on Berkeley Street early Sunday morning, attacked the residents with a knife and pepper spray, and tied up one man and stripped him naked before stealing several items from the apartment. But all three suspects were quickly apprehended after police stopped their car a short time later. A man claims he was stabbed outside the 7-Eleven on Franklin Street in Quincy Saturday night. The victim says he stopped at the store and was attacked by a man who asked him for a cigarette. The victim was treated for a serious stab wound after he drove himself to South Shore Hospital. The incident is still under investigation. It's unclear where the Quincy Animal Shelter will go while their new shelter is being built. City officials say they're having difficulty finding a temporary home for the animal shelter. They still don't have funding for the new shelter, which will be built off of Quarry Street near the new dog park. Quincy accountant Dolly DePisa has won the Quincy Christmas Parade theme contest for the third time in a row. DePisa submitted the winning entry, "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year." She also won the contest in 2018 and 2019. The parade was canceled last year due to the pandemic. The parade will be held on Sunday, November 28th at noontime. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 8 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 19th.